Hey, you. Sorry I'm late. I just wanted to get changed before we start the autopsy. Yeah, can't do good work in a ball gown. Thanks for getting the tools out. You look really nice tonight. I didn't get a chance to tell you that while we were dancing, but you were breathtaking. Yeah, the murder interrupted us. Gods, I can't stop thinking about all the blood. We work with murder victims all the time, but I've never seen one immediately after like that. I know academically how much blood there is in a body, but seeing all of it out on the floor. Right. You're right. We need to work. I'll breathe. Right. Have you ever seen anything like that before? You seem very calm. I'm a little jealous. Huh. I never knew that about you. Right. Okay. This is the victim on the table, right? The poor man. He doesn't look a day older than 40. Oh, you're squeezing my hand. I needed that. I know it's an honor and a privilege for us to be necromancers. Really. I don't want to sound ungrateful about how death touched us and what we can do with our gift. But I wanted to have a night in a ballroom with you, like normal people. I was really excited when that noble family gave us an invitation for tonight. Yeah, exactly. Now here we are, tasked with raising a murder victim so we can find the killer. Not the adventure I signed up for, but I'm glad we get to do it together. You give good hugs. And you smell good. How do you smell good with a dead body on the lab table? Oh, just hold me for one more moment, please. One more breath. I need this. I need to soak up your presence, that quiet strength you have. Oh, that joke is terrible. I'm never using the word soak around you again. Okay. I'll take notes if you do the exam. Yeah, watch me. Watch me sound very professional now. Subject is Lord Whalen, a murder victim at the Nakeem Ball this evening. Time of death is less than 1 hour ago. Cause of death appears to be blunt force trauma delivered to the back of his neck. My partner in the raising, but also my partner in life, is securing the neck for the raising. It might be a bit stiff when the victim turns their head as arisen, but it's a small price to pay. Stop grinning at me when I compliment you in my notes. Where was I? You made me lose my place. Ah. Subject will be raised, or attempted to be raised, so we can discern Lord Wayland's killer and bring them to justice. We are anticipating a difficult raising with a long conversation in the space between life and death. The murder was traumatic, sudden, and very recent. Recommended approach by my partner is... a quick grab, commonly referred to as a rapid raising, because then the victim will have no time to protest. What? No, we should do a gentle raising. Explain everything. Make sure the victim wants to come back. Ah, no, I'm not sure that's right. Why don't we take our time and do this very gently? Explain what happened to him and bring him back with care. We don't know if the victim wants to be raised for sure. His family didn't know. I mean, yeah, you're right. We do have a murderer to catch. But I don't think it's a good idea to take shortcuts. What if the victim gets scared? We could wind up bringing him back against his will. Ah, why are you coming over here? Ah, getting me flustered doesn't diminish my point. But thank you. We have a reputation to uphold as necromancers. And we were invited here. Oh, thank you. I have been tense, especially in my shoulder. I see your point. Catching the murderer quickly is important. And you're right. That would help with our reputation as well. There's no trust for a necromancer right now. Everyone projects their fear of death onto us. I get what you're saying. Apprehending a murderer at a noble ball the same night they killed would be incredible. We'd be heroes, and everyone would hear about it. Look, thank you for the kiss and hearing me out, but we should get to work. There's still a whole autopsy to do, and weighing those organs is going to take a while. What? Do the report and the autopsy after? What? No, we can't cut a corner like that. What if the nobility here found out? You saw how they weren't shocked by this murder at all. These people can be vicious. Did you hear about that princess in the north? She executes her criminals herself. Yeah, apparently she loves it. All of them, except for the one she's gonna marry, but I don't know. I think that's a weird rumor. So, I'm saying we need to be careful here. Due process, go by the book. You don't want to make enemies with the nobility. And I think Lord Wayland was really popular. Yeah, but you're advocating for results over everything. How we do this is very important, not just for ourselves, but for the victim and for other necromancers. Thank you for hugging me, but you're not going to make me change my mind. I don't like fighting either. You do make a good point. If we do everything as we should, then there's a chance the murderer could strike again while we're taking so long. Yeah, and then someone else could be killed. Hey, you don't have to hold my chin like that. I'm looking at you. I see you. I know you want to make this right and keep people safe. I'm just not sure. You want to fix this so we can go to bed and cuddle before the sun comes up? That sounds so nice. I didn't want to leave bed this morning. The way you were playing with my hair was so relaxing. Yes, if we skip the report and raise them quickly, it could save lives. Save our night together. But I'm just not sure the end justifies the means like that. Don't you worry you're being too ruthless right now? I like dancing in the ballrooms of the nobility, but I don't want to be like them. Yeah, I'm okay. I just got scared for a second. That lightning really scared me. You're right. I think you're right. There's a murderer on the loose, and we still might be able to catch them. Look, you're the love of my life, and you've always made me feel valued, like a partner. So let's compromise. Let's skip the autopsy, skip the report, and we'll get right into the raising, and we'll explain as much as we can as quickly as we can. I'm sure the victim will want vengeance, so they'll want to move quickly too. Okay? Okay. I can live with that if you can. Thanks for hearing me out. Are you ready? Let's raise the dead.
Stop it! No, I'm ticklish. You're just supposed to cuddle me. I'm too full from feasting last night.
Yeah, the swan was so rich. I can't believe they put truffles inside of it.
Did you have fun last night?
You were supposed to, since the feast was in our honor. Yes, you're very gracious about not saying I told you so. I thought the butler was going to be the murderer, but it was the master of coin. Did you hear the gossip last night over dessert?
Yeah, the guards caught him just as he was putting the saddle on his horse. He would have fled the castle and gotten away with killing Lord Waylon,
who, by the way, is your biggest fan now. Congratulations. We really didn't have time for the autopsy or the paperwork. But the nobles were very happy we took care with the raising.
Ah, can't you just bask in it?
The best possible outcome. And it ends with the two of us on a feather bed, warmed by the sun. I'm
so glad that I'm yours, and I'm so glad that you're mine. We make a great team. Here's to the next adventure, my love.